Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you and welcome. Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends. Hey guys, I wanted to play the whole song because I wanted to let you know that song was for every woman that has stood up and confessed that they have been a victim of sexual assault. Okay. And so that song was for you, that I'm Every Woman. That is the theme for every woman. And it takes a lot of courage, a lot of strength to stand up and speak out, especially against those who are powerful in this country. And so with that, before it's going to be me and Sister Esterine, but before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and play this song too by Guy. It's called I Like, because you know what? I like that women are standing up and you're not being afraid anymore. Hey, It's the day of the woman. It's the year of the woman. And we're going to take the year of the woman into 2018. So I like by God. All right. Yes, that was Guy with I Like. And guys, it's December the 5th. It's going to be me and Sister Esther Rain. Hello!
children of the Most High. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Yes, yeah, Sister Esther Rae, we are happy to have you here tonight with us. And you want to give our Black History fact before we get into the news?
Well, yes, Shay, I would love to give our Black History fact because I was a part of that history. Yes, today, on December the 5th, back in 1955, I was a young, perky little thing then. It was the Montgomery bus boycott that took place from 1955 of today's date to December the 20th, 1956. It was one of the largest demonstrations against segregation. Yes, we did that. We proved a point, and we let them know after Rosa Parks took that stand and said, I'm tired. I'm not moving to the back of the bus. We backed her, and change came.
All right. Well, that was some great history. So, guys, remember that and remember the impact that the Montgomery bus boycott did, okay, when it came to segregation, racism, and inequality. Now, some stuff in the news. CIA chief says that Trump's tweets helps U.S. intelligence.
Because that man is a fool.
Well, don't you think they would probably have to say that they are for Trump in order to keep their jobs?
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, because see, he's a fool, like I said. And so, yeah, they wouldn't have a job if they sit up here and really said that this is stupidity and he is really not helping us intelligently.
I believe that you're absolutely right. He is not helping us intelligently. I do believe that. That was funny.
Oh, well, thank you. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Well, that was funny to me. Okay, so they say that every Trump tweet that we see, it's 9 more that we don't see.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that right now, Lord. Father, I just got to stop this show and just thank you. Thank you. Thank you that we don't see all these fool's tweets.
Yes, exactly. It is a good thing that we don't see all of his tweets. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I agree. But you know, in Libya, they still have slave trading going on.
What? Now, see, I wasn't a part of the slave trade. I was more part of the civil rights movement. I wouldn't have been a good slave. No. I can already tell.
Nah, sister, I wouldn't have been a good slave either, I know.
I mean, I couldn't have been in the house because I would have beat the hell out of Master if he would try to put his hands on me. I'm just going to tell you, I wouldn't have made it. They would have killed me, honey. And I couldn't have been in the field because I don't have that good hair. And even if I was a slave, honey, I'd probably still be diva.
I'd probably still be diva, too. That's why I said, yeah.
See, the Lord knew.
Yes, he did, because he knew I would not have been no good if I was born in the days of slavery. Oh, no. But it seems like they're trying to bring slavery back in America with what's going on. I mean, here we are in 2017, and in Libya, they have slave trading still going on. Now, the UN, United Nations panel, says it was extremely disturbing and urge Libya to take urgent action to end the trade of enslaving people.
I mean, okay, we got like all this money in the world. Why we still want free labor? See, greed is just horrible. I tell you, because you're going to walk off the backs of folks and then you don't want to give them nothing. You don't want to give them nothing. People die. Pay them people. They work, they build and stuff. And it's wrong. Give people a choice on whether or not they want to do something.
Well, true. I definitely believe that. But they're having human slave auctions in the country. I mean, this is unbelievable. Now, CNN, they had an exclusive reporting and uncovered this. And so, and you know, hey, our commander-in-chief has definitely said that CNN is fake news. Well, I'm glad that they're reporting this fake news, because it's going on. And the panel of UN experts, including, hopefully I'm saying this right, Yumilia Bohula, special rapporteur on contemporary slavery, and Felipe Gonzalez Morales on the human rights of migrants. The panel said it was extremely disturbing by the images. It is now clear that slavery is an outrageous reality in Libya. The auction and resonance of one of the darkest chapters in human history, when millions of Africans were uprooted, enslaved, trafficked, and auctioned to the highest bidder. The slave trade was brought to the United Nations' attention after Uncover CNN reporter witnessed a dozen men being sold at auction outside of Libya's capital. Many of those being sold as migrants, like Victory, a 21-year-old man who fled Nigeria and spent his life savings in hopes of reaching Europe. He made it as far as Libya when he ran out of funds. He told CNN and smugglers sold him as a day laborer to make back a profit. Victory was sold as a slave several times. The smugglers also demanded ransom payments from his family before they eventually released him.
Oh, that's just horrible. You mean to tell me you gonna steal him, make him work, make money off his work? You ain't paid him so he go back home. And then you gonna charge his family to get him back? You're that dirty, dirty dog.
Yeah, that,
I mean, you know, think about it. You ain't giving nothing away. And then you're going to charge him? You're going to charge the family ransom. What if the family didn't have no money?
Well, I guess they would have kept him as a slave. Luckily, you know, he was able to get home and back, you know, back to Nigeria. I mean, he's young. You know, I mean, you know, you have young men that, and young adults that want to get away and enjoy life and experience life. And, you know, here in America, once you get 18, you're considered an adult. So it's not strange for a child his age, you know, especially a young man, to step out and want to see the world and explore the world.
Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, that was one of the rules in my house. When you got 18, honey, you had to leave, or you had to get a job, or you had to go to the military, or you had to go to college. But you didn't do one of them. There wasn't no sitting around. You weren't going to be there just laying up. I don't understand these parents today. They let these babies just lay up. And I don't even want kind of babies because they grown folks. And they let them lay up, they ain't going to hold them to do nothing.
I know, but this is 2017, sister. I mean, we just gave history about the Montgomery bus boycott that happened in 1955 and 56. We're in 2017, and this kind of stuff is happening. And we were just dealing with segregation and civil rights. We had gotten out of the slavery side part of it. Now it's 2017, and we're reading about Africans still being sold, and there's a slave trade going on. I mean, you know, we know it's an inside thing. We know it's somebody in Libya that's doing this stuff, that's helping these people. And so the United Nations is very, very upset about it. And the report has caused harsh backlash across Africa and Europe. It led to protests outside the Libyan embassy in Paris and sparked calls for a deeper investigation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was horrified by the reports and said they may amount to crimes against humanity. The UN panel on Thursday called on the international community, in particular the European Union and the European states to address the issue, saying that present policies cause a dangerous trade because they prevent a safe rite of passage for migrants and refugees. The government and the international community, particularly the EU, which is the destination of most of the migrants, must take immediate and decisive action to ensure that this crime does not continue. They must also urgently prioritize the release of all those people who have been enslaved. Enslavement is most often an extreme form of racial discrimination, the panel added. They also said it is a dangerous trend that European states are shifting responsibility for migrants to African countries instead of creating regular, safe, affordable, and accessible channels for them, the panel said. Any agreement reached with the Libyan authorities need to be in line with the international human rights standards. European states can be held accountable for any human rights violations migrants are subject to. So that's something in the news, and man, it's something just unbelievable.
Yes, it sure is. This is really unbelievable. I mean, I'm just shocked. I mean, I'm just so shocked. It's just baffling. Yes, it is. So we're going to pray for those people in Libya. Yes. It's just shocking, and like I said, I wouldn't have been a good slave. They would have got rid of me. And so, if it's 2017, you know, I mean, Africans, I know y'all still ain't the same, honey. Y'all better stand up. Y'all better be some folks' ass. I mean, this is this week. Better be somebody's ass. You better not let them enslave you.
I totally agree. It's a dawning of a due day, okay? Now, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Yes, he's engaged. And there is going to be an African American accepted into the royal family. This has been some major news.
And I just think it's wonderful. Yes, I just think it's just a beautiful thing. You know, I've always loved Princess Diana and that whole family. Yes, I have. She did some wonderful things. They had a beautiful mother. And so I always love them, and I've seen them children grow up, and now they're getting married, and I'm glad that he's been a little different than those that were in the royal family. He's just done a lot of things different.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, he's been part of the military and all of that.
Yeah, so that's why he needs water, though. Can somebody give me some water? Yes, I'm getting a little parched here. Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. Okay, I'm good.
Oh, yes. Okay. Like I was saying is that he's done a lot of different things, like joining the military and all kinds of things that he's done different. So this is not so surprising to see him marrying someone of a different race. But she is biracial. But, you know, I think, you know, even back in the day, we had like a percent of African American blood, you're considered African American. They gonna have some pretty babies though.
Oh, you know them babies gonna be so pretty. Yes, they are. They gonna be so pretty. Oh, they gonna have some beautiful curly hair. I can't wait to see them. And he a redhead. And she, I can't wait to see them babies. I can just see their eyes and I can see their hair. I can see a blue-eyed redhead baby. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can't wait to see them babies. Now, if they have a red head, blue-eyed baby, Sister Reed said it first.
Well, yeah, you heard it here first, okay? And I think that would be a pretty little baby, though. You know, it's going to have that pretty complexion, red hair, blue. Oh, that will be hot. That would be adorable. Oh, wow. I can't wait for them to have the babies. Hurry up, y'all, get married. Hurry up, start having babies.
Yes, y'all have some babies. Yeah, we want to see them babies.
Yes, we do. Okay, well, on Wednesday now, you know Trump is stirring up some stuff.
When is he not stirring up stuff?
Well, you're right. When is he not stirring up stuff? You're definitely right. Well, on Wednesday, he's ready to stir up some stuff. Guess what he's trying to do?
What are you trying to do here?
He is trying to move the embassy. And he's going to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel.
What? That boy better sit down. He is messing with the Lord's country. He better sit his tail down. You don't mess with the Lord's country. I thought they was evangelicals and Bible folks. You don't mess with the Lord's country.
Well, he says he wants to be the first president that not only makes the promise, but keeps it, regardless of the advice that he's getting of don't do it.
Well, child, you know, it's some stuff going on now. And that's why all my other folks ain't never did it. Because it ain't right. It ain't right over there. Everything ain't right. And you know them folks been fighting over there. So now you're just going to sit up here and invoke a riot.
Yeah, they're warning Americans to stay away from any kind of military crowds, all of that. And we're going to be losing some support if he goes forward with this. He's been talking to some foreign leaders today. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president is pretty solid in his thinking on the plan, but won't say what Trump will announce. Said, but he will make the best decision for the U.S.
Well, if he don't make the best decision for the U.S., he didn't leave alone. Ain't none of our business. Get on back over here and handle some stuff here. Like veto that new tax bill.
What? Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, veto that new tax bill. You know that tax bill ain't trying to help the middle class. You know that tax bill ain't trying to help those of lower income families. You know that tax bill ain't doing nothing but helping the wealthy. You ain't just sitting up and lying to the people. And once they find out, ooh-wee, once they find out, ooh-wee, I'm just trying to tell you, honey, it is not for the people. He is not going to do what's best for the U.S. Because if he was, you'll see it in that tax bill. I'm just saying.
Well, you're right. You're right. Bernie Sanders has said some things about that tax bill. I read, and you know, I'm a part of his mail and email list and stuff like that. So he's always emailing different things, talking about what's going on. And it was I saw a commercial. He was talking about it also about the new tax bill. He's running for office. Can't remember what that commercial was or who the guy was. I didn't catch his name, but I did hear it. I wasn't actually in front of the TV, but I did hear the commercial. And he's running for office. Next time I see it, I'll make sure I write the name down and give you that name. So he is speaking against the tax bill. A lot of people are speaking against the tax bill. A lot of Democrats, and he stated this on Twitter also, is that the Democrats did not support it. And so, you know, and it is obvious why they didn't support it.
Yeah. Excuse me, guys. See, I'm somewhat of a preacher, you know, and you know how the preachers, we always got to have some water, you know, wet that whistle. Yes, and so when I get to talking so much, you know, I got to take a drink, and then you shut up, and then it's time for me to talk. And then I'm just like, okay, let me swallow my stuff. I got to swallow my drink. So keep on talking if you see me drinking something, baby.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'll do that next time.
Okay.
But U.S. officials say that this could inflame tensions across the Middle East, but offset a likely decision delaying his campaign promise to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I'm hoping I'm saying these names correctly.
Baby. Let me see. Nah. Sister don't know what that mean either. I ain't never seen that before. What is a foreign language, though? Maybe that's why. Yeah, because Aviva? Tel Aviva? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Gotta skip over there. Just explain you can't read foreign language.
Well, I just said I'm hoping that I'm announcing it correctly.
You can't read foreign language.
Yes, ma'am, you're right. I can't read foreign language. You're right. So, I played I'm Every Woman at the beginning of the show. And the reason why I played it was to send out a salute to all the women that are standing up against sexual assault and speaking out and having the courage to stand up and speak out. Well, in the news, Representative John Conyers Jr. retires over sexual harassment allegations. After a half of a century in Congress, he's retiring. Well, he retired today after facing multiple allegations spanning two decades. But he endorsed his son to replace him. He is the longest serving member, becoming the first lawmaker to step down as Capitol Hill grapples with allegations of inappropriate behavior by lawmakers. He represented Detroit for 52 years after a growing number of female former aides accused him of unwanted advances and mistreatment. He has denied wrongdoing. And the 88-year-old congressman said he was putting his retirement plans together and endorsed his son. And another family member has already declared that his son's intent to run. Conyers says that his legacy can't be compromised or diminished in any way by what we're going through now. This too shall pass. My legacy shall continue through my children. So is someone else that has been accused of sexual assault. What do you think about that? You know, it's going to always come to the surface. No matter. It'll always come. And it takes strength for a woman to stand up against powerful people. This man was in Congress. Do you remember when Anita Hill stood up against Clarence Thomas? But the funny thing is that there are some allegations against our president. And he always wanted to throw Bill Clinton in. And I'm like, well, they were all in consent. They all like in it together. They okay with it. They had an agreement. He just stepped out on his wife. You're having women to say they didn't say yes. And you aggressively came up on them, Mr. President. Can I read the story about that?
Well, yes, ma'am, you sure can. And you want to tell the whole story? Or
no, I just want to talk about the woman. She used to be on The Apprentice. And she was a contestant. Her name was Summer. And she said she stated that he kissed her very aggressively and grabbed her bosom without her consent in 2007. I don't care if it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 minutes ago. If he did it, he did it. If he did it once, he gonna do it again. Especially if he think you ain't gonna tell it. Cause some people put fear in you. You know? So you don't want to, you're scared. So this is why we salute you women standing up for what's right. But he said he going to sue his accusers, and Summer sued him. He didn't do it, though, but she sued him, claiming that he defamed her when he accused her and other women of lies and total fabrication. And guess what? Okay, now you know this woman telling the truth. I'm going to tell you how I know she's telling the truth, y'all. Now listen to me. She's telling the truth because she's suing this so-called billionaire for $2,914 in damages. They're good, ain't after no money.
That girl is telling the truth. He a billionaire. And all she wanted $2,000. Oh, no. That woman telling the truth.
Well, yeah, she got to be telling the truth. She sure ain't about no money. I can tell you that much. She ain't about the money. She is about getting the truth out. She got to be. Yeah. $2,000? Wow. That wasn't even $3,000. And that court call's probably going to take up all of it.
Well, she was in court several hours today. And the judge is going to decide. She was listening to it. And so they're going to decide if they should proceed and go to court. Trump says that he's too busy to even do a deposition. And they're advising him that he needs to take out time to do it. And I don't blame him. He does. What is he doing besides stirring up some boo in Middle East? Starting some trouble? Just starting some mess? Putting our military and people in Jerusalem and Israel in danger? He ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, he's in a pickle. I can tell you that much. But you remember the video that surfaced when President, our now president, said, grab him by the pudding.
Oh, don't use that word. Say JJ or something like that.
I said pudding, sister.
Oh, okay. I heard the other word.
I know. I know. But I didn't say it, sister. Okay. I didn't say it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay. God. Oh, I like pudding now. That's kind of cute, pudding.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, you remember Billy Bush? You remember he lost his job? He was fired from Access Hollywood. Well, he came on the Stephen Colbert Show. Did you guys see it? And he throws his support behind the women accusing Trump of sexual assault.
What? Wait a minute now. At first he was laughing at the man. Now he's saying, I agree. Them women telling the truth. Why? Why he say that now? Because he got fired. Why?
Well, this is why. He states he has dealt with it for 14 months while the president dealt with it for 14 minutes and became president. He said enough's enough. Stop playing around with people's lives. So I think that he's standing up for all of the people that Trump is destroying the lives of. You know, I mean, several women have come forth with alleging and allegations of him sexually assaulting them and sexual misconduct. And so Billy Bush is saying, enough is enough. Stop playing with these people's lives. They're standing up and they're saying, this is what happened. This is what took place. And he's saying, you're a liar. And defaming their character and defaming and tearing down who they are as a woman. And so he said that he felt like, and the reason why he laughed and never said anything, he said he felt like he had to kiss Trump's ass because he was one of NBC's biggest rating success. And so I kind of understand, you know, because he's trying to keep his job, but at the same time, you still lost your job.
No, it don't pay to kiss ass. It never pays to kiss ass. Because you always have to kiss somebody's ass. You kiss his ass, then you got to kiss his ass, then you got to kiss his ass. You got to keep on kissing ass. Just be real. Stop kissing ass.
Yeah, you know. True. So more than a dozen women have come forth and saying this. And so Billy Bush is saying, yeah, they're telling the truth. They're not lying on this man. And so anyway, we're going to take a break.
Good, I just got started, honey. I love this.
Well, we're going to take a little break. You know, it is the holiday season. It is the month of December. And hey, you know, it's Christmas time. So in the spirit of Christmas, this is one of my favorite songs. I love to perform it and I love to sing it. And you know, hey, it's Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby. We'll be there.
Thank you. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do. Santa baby, fill my pocket in the duplex. Santa, find your red song for mine. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Come on, my sister. Some desperation falling. I really if you believe in me. Santa baby, I got a little wallet on me. A ring, I don't mean a ring. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Well, it wasn't Eartha Kitt. I forgot I uploaded the wrong version. Yes, I did. I uploaded the wrong version. I uploaded my version, and that's the instrumental. So, yes, I had to come on and sing it because it did not have the lyrics of Eartha Kitt. So, hopefully, you enjoyed it.
Baby, I loved it. I loved it. That's the first time since I've seen, I heard you sing. I loved it, baby. You did an awesome job. Yes. Clap, people, yes.
Well, thank you, sister, thank you. If I would have known it was the instrumental, then I probably would have sang the whole song, but I didn't know.
It's okay, you did good. You came in just the perfect time. Yes, because see, we realized that it didn't have no words. So when you came in and you did your words, then we realized, okay, that might not be the song. It might be live.
It was live. Everything is live tonight, sister.
That is awesome. Just wonderful. Yes, maybe you need to sing. Girl, you need to start singing on the show more often.
Now, that's an idea. You know we do things different all the time around here.
Yes.
Okay, well, back to some news. Now, Southern California. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go into that because I've got a song for that. Okay, we're going to go into this news.
Well, baby, you know, you run the show, baby. You pick it. Okay. All right, sister, go follow you.
All right, thank you, sister. Well, Donald Trump Jr. has been subpoenaed concerning Russia. Yes, again. Now, you know Mueller. Yes, Mueller, he's the man now. He is making a statement that the president is not above the law. And a lot of people are making that statement with the sexual allegations that are going on, with the Russia dealings, and with the Moore situation, we're going to talk about that too. But anyway, so his son has been subpoenaed, and Flynn's plea raises new questions about what Pence knew about contact with Russia. White House refused to rule out pardon for Flynn. Flynn stated that senior members knew about the conversations with Russia. Pence was the head of the transition team. And the question was, or question is now, was he really kept in the dark? And so Pence said he didn't know and he was lied to by Flynn. Donald Trump Jr. Has been shown to ask for dirt or been proven to be asked or to have asked for dirt on Hillary Clinton. So, guys, we're going to keep you in tune and give you more information on that and keep you because Mueller isn't playing any games. He's going to get to the bottom of it. He's very credible. He served for both parties. So it's not a party issue. He served on both parties, Democrat, Republican. He's a fair, qualified person to investigate this case. So Mueller is on the case and he's not leaving not one thing unturned. So he's checking out everything. He's doing everything. So now, Mitt Romney says that more getting a Senate seat would be a stain on the GOP and nation. And we all have heard about Roy Moore running, Alabama senator, known for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl while in his 30s and a 16-year-old. So you know they were underage. Okay. Just so we know that. Now, a lot of Republicans stood against him, and they have been flip-flopping. Senator Arizona Representative Flake, and you know I played his speech that he did on the House floor on the show. I played the whole speech, the whole speech. I didn't let not one word fall. Played the whole speech. Well, he makes a statement today, writes a check to Roy Moore's opponent, who's a Democrat, Doug Jones, and he's known as a progressive radical. And he said on the check, country over party. Country over party. It's a powerful kind. It's a powerful statement. Well, Trump is basically backing Roy Moore. And regardless of his charges, you know, I mean, these little girls now, these are children, okay? Not grown women, but children that this man has assaulted. What does it say about America if a pedophile could run for office? I mean, I thought that if you were a sex offender, you were on like a website. Yeah, like they would like monitor you and you'd have to like let them know everything. Where you going, where you live, if you're close to a school, you can't be around children. If he going to be in the Senate, he going to be campaigning. You know, they always kissing babies on the campaign trail. True, true, very, very true. But what does it say? You know, I mean, a lot of people are speaking against this and how it's going to put a stain on not only the Republican Party, but on the nation. What's going to put another ugly stain? And he's an ugly man. God don't like ugly. He's ugly. Yes, he's ugly. Have you seen it? No. Yes, he's ugly. Look for no ugly. He's ugly. Well, he's about the Bible, you know, and how the Bible should be over the Constitution. He's against gay rights. He's against anything that is not about the Bible. Girl, does he even know the Lord? I don't know, sister. You know, for what he's saying he does. Well, why he playing with little girls then if he know the Lord? Well, he's saying that it ain't true. You know, and so I don't know. Sister, you had me. I mean, I don't know how these people think. Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the press is leaving more, or the president is leaving more to the state of Alabama. But more does represent Trump's agenda, and it's better than a Democrat.
So you mean to tell me the president would rather have somebody that plays with little girls than a Democrat that don't play with little girls?
I didn't say that. That's what they said. I didn't say that.
Well, I'm just making sure I heard you right.
I ain't say it's what they said. I ain't say it. I'm just reading it. This is just the news. Yeah. But yes. Yes. Okay. Who could have said it better than that? But yes.
Oh, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
What's wrong, sister?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
What's wrong?
My heart is breaking. It's just breaking to pieces. I just can't believe you read what you just read, girl. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know Steve Bannon.
I don't want to know him.
Well, I know you don't. I know you don't want to know him, but you know him.
Oh, yes, I know goodness, he's gone.
Well, I know, sister. Well, he's speaking tonight. He is a supporter of Moore at his rally. And he's not letting Mitch McConnell rest and refuses to let him off the hook. Several people have said that Moore is not even qualified for the Senate seat. And many say Republicans had other honest, decent men that could have ran for the seat. So, you know, they had other decent people. And they said that it's just not a good principle. It's not a good look on the Republican Party, and it's going to stain it for years to come. And, you know, I always said I thought Trump was in it to destroy the establishment of the Republican Party. And I think he's accomplishing it. I think he's really accomplishing it with everything that's going on, all the stuff that's going on. And everything, and it, you know, it just puts an, like Mitt Romney said, a stain on the Republican Party. I mean, luckily you have a few Republicans that are standing up and not spineless. They have spines, and they're standing up and standing against Trump, and they're standing against his policies. You know, Representative Flake, Corker from Tennessee, Mitt Romney, they're standing against him. They're not backing down. They're standing. They're well-known Republicans. And so kudos to you all Republicans that are standing up for what's right and not afraid to do what's right.
Yes, because you know what? Elections are coming up again, and America's going to see what you've done. And you ain't going to get your seat back, because I'm going to tell you what. If you look at Alabama, it is already a huge interest in the election. Absentee ballots show that there's going to be a huge interest in this election for the Senate seat. And people are seeing. People are watching. And if you paid attention to the election with the presidency, the popular vote won. Sure did.
You're right. The popular vote did win. You're right.
So that means if the popular vote won, there's more people in America that vote right than wrong and hate and divisiveness.
You're right. It's more people in America that want better and want to move forward. This is not moving forward. You know, you remember you've seen A Color Purple, haven't you?
Yes, girl, who ain't seen A Color Purple? Come on, child. That's the black people's movie. See it? Yes. Hopple.
Sister, don't make that face when you say hopple.
What face?
That face.
Hoppo?
Yeah, that face.
Why you make that face when you say hoppo? I do it like Fitty.
Why you doing so? Okay, all right. So I'm not even going to ask that. Okay, all right. So anyway, guys, whoever is in Alabama and you're listening to the show tonight, do not vote for Roy Moore. Get out to the polls. Get out to the polls, guys. We cannot let this happen. He is for the agenda of Trump. Okay? So we cannot let him get this seat. It just cannot happen. So Alabama, get out. Get out there. Get out there. Now, what other news do we have today? Sister, you got any news?
Well, yes, I do. And I'm going to give this news because we're about to run out of time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You on it, sister. See, I can do something live with you. You on it, sister. Well, thank you. I think I'm doing pretty good for my first time. Oh, I'm pretty proud of myself. Yes, thank you, Lord. I prayed for myself, too, before I came on the show. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I did. Okay. So, okay. Now, something. you for letting me say this part of the news. Okay, so Southern California fire is out of control, forcing thousands to evacuate. 96 square miles have been burned, and the wind's so bad. In San Bernardino, it's a state of emergency that has been declared by the governor. And 27,000 people so far have been evacuated. And the hard, bad wind has pushed the fire over 500 acres. You ought to see it. You ought to see it. They said it's so dry there. Well, you know why they say it's dry. Tony let us know years ago. It never rains in Southern California. And so because the winds are so bad, it never rains in Southern California. And we pray that the Lord send some rain to Southern California. Yes, we do, to help those wildfires and to save the people. Because it's burning it up, houses and everything. I don't never know how them wildfires get started.
I never know either. You know, I just remember seeing this one little thing about karma, and it says that you can cut down a tree and make a million matches, and one match can burn a million trees. It's the laws of karma. So, you know, one match is doing that. So,
well, okay, so here he is. Never rains in Southern California. Tony.
Okay, and then we're going to end this tonight, and we thank you, Sister Esther Rain.
Oh, Shay, thank you. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. I just feel like just a part of this. Instead of doing a little segment, it was good, girl. It was good, child. It was good. Bless the Lord. Bless you. Bless you.
Well, thank you, sister, and bless you, and I've enjoyed our time together. And so, until next week, we have brought you The Verdict. This is BYTV, where we bring you The Verdict every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central, so make sure you follow the show. And, hey, tune in. All right, visit our website, and, hey, follow the show. Make sure you don't miss an episode. This has been Shay Renee and Sister Esther Rain. We're saying, hey, if nobody has told you, they love you. We're telling you, we love you.
Yes, we love you, and we're praying for you. We're praying for you, California. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain in Southern California.
All right, here's Tony Tone with Never Rains in Southern California. And until next week, hey, live more, love more, motivate somebody.